This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Am I pretty delayed, you guys? Because I,
you seem pretty on point.
I'm okay. Because, yeah, my internet's been going on and off all morning, which is...
Oh, boy.
Not great. All right. So here we go. It's Celebrity Trash Time, and it's brought to you by Rocks. Thanks, Nicole. Any rock can bring joy. Paint some rocks and spread them throughout your neighborhood so everyone can enjoy it. It is fun. It's nice. Rocks. So we're going to start with Big Brother. I love Nicole's little, I love her little mind. It's so like, what will she come up with next? Big Brother fans, yeah, we still exist. Hi. We're all calling for the removal of Memphis Garrett for using the N-word. It turns out that the may not have done that. At least CBS is standing by it. They're saying, we're not even talking about it anymore. The guy said idiot, not the N-word.
I hate to say it, but his previous behavior, in particular towards David, and maybe even just the look on his face, has already sort of tainted him one direction. And I'm sure people, if I felt that way, I'm sure there's plenty of people who did as well. And they were probably looking for him to do anything like that.
Right.
So, you know, that's he may not know that about himself until, you know, he gets out and gets to hear sort of a review of how people see him. But I bet people were looking for him to make that mistake.
You know, that is definitely possible, you know, just and hearing what they people hear what they want to hear. And it is really difficult to tell exactly what he's saying. I mean, when I was listening for the one word, I was able to hear the one word. And when I was listening for the other word, while it was less clear, I thought, okay, it's possible. For the record, CBS is saying Memphis did not say the N-word. And if he had, he would have been removed.
There you go.
That's their stand on this, so... I don't know if you, and there is video if you want to go and look for yourself. Obviously, we're not going to play it for you in case he is saying the N-word, but, and yesterday we really could only hear the bleeped version. But this is where we're at today. So as I was reading and trying to figure this thing out, I come on this BBC America, where they're saying, this is the story I was telling you earlier. There was a Big Brother contestant there. They do a celebrity Big Brother there. And this, I mean, these are celebrities who are famous there. I've never heard of this woman named Emily Parr. She's a white lady. She was dancing with Charlie Uchiha, who is black, and another guest. And Parr was overheard telling Uchiha, "Are you pushing it out, you N-word?" According to the transcript, she said she was joking. And he responded, I know you were, but that's some serious ass. Sorry. She was later called in by the producers.
Oh, wait a minute. That was the exchange between them when they were danced. So she said that and it gave him pause.
I'm not sure exactly what he's saying here. She's saying, are you pushing it out? And he's saying, I know you were. maybe he does have a reaction to it. But I didn't see this, and apparently no one has seen this. The producers saw this. They're saying, let me see where they have the thing. Like everyone else outside the program makers, no one has seen the footage of the incident. This is someone defending her using it. Hold on. This person is Paul Flynn at The Guardian. He writes, like everyone else outside the program makers, they're the only people who have seen this thing. For teenage girls brought up enshrined in the vernacular of hip hop, through which the word, the N-word, is littered, it is not inconceivable that this was delivered with some boisterous, if grossly ill-timed, affection. In this context, could a synonym of Emily's silly statement have been, are you pushing it out, gangsta? So this is just what this one guy had to say about it. But either way, she said it, and they went, and threw her outside the house. So that's how another Big Brother production handled it. Maria, of course, wrote to us to talk about last night's episode. I really thought to myself last night, Nicole, please stop crying. And then, you know, whining and crying.
Oh, I thought you were talking to our Nicole. I'm like,
oh, no. Oh, no, no. Nicole, you can cry all you want. It's totally fine.
I was like, oh, okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Little Nicole from the show. She, you know, please stop crying. The thing that I'm most reminded of is that she was one of the people who was allegedly, I guess, on the live feed making fun of Ian when they were sort of, you know, making fun of the fact that he self-soothes and is on the spectrum. And, you know, Danny, who's so upset by kicking him out, she was saying she can't even make eye contact with him. I mean, I don't know what these people think is going to happen when they get outside the house, but I'm sure they've pissed some people off. Maria from Napa says, I want to smack the tears off Nicole's face. She doesn't know it yet, but she lost her campaign, her Olay campaign for participating with the others when they were making fun of Ian. I'm not sure what the Olay campaign for participating is. Don't be crying now and saying he's your best friend.
Well, an Olay campaign would be a makeup campaign.
Yeah.
And participating in making fun of Ian would be the reason for her losing it, correct?
Oh, yes. Well done, Vinny. So does she have an Olay campaign?
I don't know anything about that. I am with you guys that I think the tears are a bit much, but I don't know. I don't know what to make of any of that. I some of this is clearly gone over too in too much detail, like to the extent that if she's made fun of him, if she has but loves him, is that okay then? I don't know. I don't know what he certainly doesn't seem. Did he not see what they had done about him? That they had made fun of him? Was he not in the house at the time? Did he not? I don't know how that all went down.
Who, Ian?
Yeah.
No, Ian was in another room. And apparently
they were making fun behind his back.
There were four people who were talking about him. Right.
Got it. Okay.
And, you know, this is something that Ian is going to see when he goes back and watches the show.
Got it.
It's incredible. If he actually he may. I don't know if those are available. He will. Someone is going to tell him for sure. Like, those a-holes were saying this or that about you.
He seems like, I really like the way he handled the game, the whole thing on his exit. I thought he was,
he was
someone who behaves
exit.
And understands and has it all in perspective. It's a game. I did want to win. But it is a game. Like, all that was really well done by him. So
I thought going out of the house, I liked that. It's a, you know, good game, blah, blah, blah. I thought he actually was kind of, I did not enjoy the way he was handling. Like, he was calling Danny out over, like, telling her she's made a mistake and he's not going to vote for her. I'm like, dude, this is a game. You have no idea what her inner machinations are. And I didn't like it. I thought, you're just being a jerk.
Oh.
But that was, you know, just my feelings. I did think good for him for keeping his head up and giving everyone a hug and saying good game. But I really, if I was her, I would have said, dude, you don't know. I don't know if I would have been able to keep my mouth shut. Like,
well,
sorry, you were my only
game
option.
Play, though. That was all gameplay right there. I think that was part of the game. And for him to put her on the spot, I think was part of his, I think he was going for that, which was,
Make her feel so bad that she votes to keep me in.
Well, if you're going to tell me that you did this by accident, you're telling me that to my face, that this wasn't, that you weren't ready.
I didn't realize.
Know, you just, and it was an accident, and you're not the target. And you, so then he's putting her on the spot. I just thought
he was really cold, and I thought it just, it smacked of almost like trying to bully her into doing something and make her feel terrible. I thought, no, I don't like that. Maria also cannot stand Memphis. I can't stand Memphis. But basically he's telling Nicole jokingly, if she wants to hang out in jury with Ian so bad, they can make it happen. She says here, and this is a little insight into Maria's life. She says, Memphis is the guy who says stuff as if it's a joke, but afterward you realize half of what he says is something mean. I have someone like that in my life. It's miserable and exhausting to be constantly evaluating everything they say. I agree. I know someone like that too. Just the comment that you're like, if I call you out on that, you're going to say that it's a joke. And if I don't, I have to sit here and take it. Ugh. Anyway, there you go. Nicole ends up, spoiler alert, Nicole ends up, after all that crying and whining, she doesn't even put it to a tiebreaker vote.
In conclusion, though, you might not know this, but we like the show.
We do. Believe it or not, we actually do like the show. Love the show.
None of this sounded like we do.
I know. Well, it gives us something to bitch about, which we enjoy. Next week, did you see this at the very end? They've got some kind of like townhouse set up in the backyard, modern looking thing, and a Big Brother legend is going to move into the neighbor's house. So that sounds pretty good.
I did not see that. Pardon me. I was jumping back and forth. Like I told you guys, the basketball game started and then the football game started and then Big Brother started. And some of this stuff was happening at the same time. So I was going back and forth and I definitely missed the tease. I absolutely was gone for that. So they're going to, in that little backyard area, they're going to put a mini home. And
that's what it looked like.
There?
They showed a little two-story, you know, poolside villa, I guess. And it looked cool. I was like, oh, I wonder who that's going to be.
So is it the meathead weightlifter?
I think it's going to be that muscle guy. That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, that guy just hangs around outside the studio begging for chances to go back in. Jesse, yeah. Oh, that guy. Oh, please let it be him. Oh, he is such a dork. Anyway, hey, did you know that Forrest Gump was a book?
I can't say that I did, no.
I also did not know that. I read this morning that the author died. Winston Groom was the guy's name. He died Wednesday in his home state, Alabama, at 77. I don't have a cause of death. But then they go on to talk about the differences between the book and the movie. And I was, it was interesting. So I thought maybe I'd tell you some of those. I mean, we're all really familiar with Forrest Gump. He's Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. He runs, Run Forrest Run. He meets Bubba in Vietnam and they have their, and I guess doesn't Bubba die in Vietnam? And then he comes home and gives the shrimp company to Bubba's family.
Where is
Lieutenant Dan from? Is he also from Vietnam?
He is. They do not mention Lieutenant Dan in this story at all. So I would assume that Lieutenant Dan's story happened as it appeared on screen, or they maybe would have said something. So here's the different things.
Okay.
In the book, Forrest is 6'6", 242 pounds by the time he is 16 years old. Winston Groom, who is passed now, the author, envisioned him as being played by John Goodman. So quite a different stature. He's rougher around the edges than in the movie. He has way more of a sex life, for one thing, and he swears. Can't even picture Forrest Gump swearing. At one point, he's in a band with Jenny, and he smokes pot. And given his size, he's a big dude. He's not a runner like he is in the movie. He never runs from bullies as a kid. He punches them. He flunks out after 1 year in, I guess he goes to the University of Alabama. Oh, what the hell has happened to this?
Okay.
I'm sorry. My internet sucks. So he meets Bubba at university. He flunks out after 1 year, and then they go into the army together. It's not Bubba who teaches Forrest about shrimping. It's a Vietnamese guy that he meets during the war. Bubba does die in the war. Forrest does end up giving the company to Bubba's family and some employees. Forrest has way more jobs in the book. Look, it's a two-hour movie. You can't do all the jobs. He's an astronaut, a chess champion, a professional wrestler called the Dunce. He also plays the monster in a Creature from the Black Lagoon remake starring Raquel Welch.
Wow.
It makes me feel like I might have to read the actual book Forrest Gump. He learns how to play chess from the chief of a cannibal tribe he spends time with after his mission to Mars with an orangutan named Sue.
What?
Yeah. By the end of the book, Forrest still has Sue, the orangutan. He's working as a one-man band in Savannah, Georgia, where he reunites with Jenny and meets his son, Forrest Jr. They don't end up together. Forrest and Jenny does not die, by the way. Forrest and his ape settle in New Orleans, where he continues performing for change. He doesn't have to adopt the kid because Jenny doesn't die. She marries some other guy. She leaves Forrest while pregnant with Forrest Jr. because she saw him kissing another girl. So they made some major changes, but they were, you know, it was a great movie. Who knows what I almost feel like maybe I need to read the book Forrest Gump. He goes to Mars with an orangutan named Sue.
You know that one of the hardest things for a movie maker, let me word it this way, for a fan of a book, the hardest thing about that is when they make it into a movie
and ruin
your
it.
Hopes are way too high.
And yes.
Maybe this book not being a huge hit helped them because they didn't have to deal with the backlash of every person who's ever read the book going, they screwed it up.
Right. That has to be the case, Vinny. This is after 20 years and I read constantly. I know you do too. I didn't even know there was a book, Forrest Gump. So it's like now people are going, oh, there's a book? Oh. It's like, don't think it's going to be like the movie because it isn't.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Thank you, Tom. I will leave you with this. If you are rich, there's an island for that. There's this island in Miami, and I've actually heard this said, Star Island. But turns out that there isn't you can't go there. You can't even go there. It's a residential
Star Island.
You can't.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
It's guarded. It's a. It is only that there's not a house on there under $30 million. So the people who live there,
I'm not gonna
located.
Be able to go.
Yeah, you might.
$30 million
is like one of the cheap places. And there's a place for sale right now if you want to buy it, rich people, for $40 million. There's apparently not often houses on there.
This is in Miami.
Let's see. It is. It's off of the MacArthur Causeway, guarded 24/7. Star Island. Tons of stars live there. That's why they call it Star Island. Gloria Estefan, Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna, Shaq. Isn't this where Celine Dion has her place, too? It seems likely.
Wouldn't be a surprise,
anyway,
would it?
This is a 10-bedroom, 12-bath home, two stories, an elevator, just under an acre of waterfront property. And it's pretty GD luxurious as I'm scrolling through the pictures here.
And it's up for sale right now? Is that what you're saying?
$40 million bucks, yeah. So you can buy your way onto Star Island. Oh, there's the pictures of it.
Oh, yeah.
And
whose place was this?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. But somebody's amazing place. Maybe it's Rosie O'Donnell. I don't think she lives there anymore. Like, this is someplace.
Let me ask you a question.
Right?
If you're someone with the money to buy on this island, does it matter to you whose home your $30 million, $40 million investment was owned by? Like, let me give you an example. Let's say the home was owned by Donald Trump. And you're not a fan, would you still buy it?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Even though it's the home and you want it on this island so badly and it's an opportunity?
I can't. That's got to be bad juju in that place. I wouldn't do it. But plenty of people would. So, you know, I'll spend my $30 million elsewhere, Vinny. I'll find something else. I don't know. I would almost prefer not to know that. Look at all that places. I mean, it's a palace, basically. And it better be for $40 million, let's face it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You're in Florida the whole time, though.
I agreed. Listen, I'm totally with you.
Old technology, cheeseburgers, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.